Welcome back to What's Up This Week from Do This, Not That. This is our short episode where we break down what is going on this week. And then we still have our Ask Us Anything later in the week. And at the end of the week, we have our longer episode to break down tactics and tips. So thanks for being here. So what is going on this week? Of course, I have to mention the TikTok ban, which is everywhere. Just went through Congress. And it's going to be a long haul before it gets banned, if it gets banned at all. I don't think the news is doing a good job of sharing really what's going to happen, which is after it goes through Senate and the president's desk, ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, has got 6 months to figure itself out, to sell it, to partner, to do something. And then they've already said they're going to take it to the courts. And that's going to go on for a really long time. So it's going to be a very long haul before anything significant really happens to TikTok. But what's happening right now is certain companies are benefiting already. And it's interesting to see, right? So Google and YouTube Shorts is benefiting massively in the last few weeks. Meta and Instagram Reels, the same thing. And the last thing that's benefiting is email. If you've seen a lot of the creators on TikTok, there has been a surge in the creators trying to push people to join their email lists, to join their email newsletters. And it's always laughable to me that the world always comes back to email, to the real estate that marketers can own and not rent, which is the social media platforms, is really rented land. So we'll see what happens there. But I don't think it's going to be the end of the world for TikTok. And if it is, it's not going to be for a really long time. So other things going on this week that I thought were interesting. Collaborations are exploding in terms of marketing, and I use them in my business massively. And if you're not doing collaborations, it is free marketing, grows your network. And so one of the collabs that we just saw, which I think is a little bit of a weird collab, is that Bridgerton, which is that high society show on Netflix, is coming back for season three. I watched season one. It was okay. It was a little weird. It's these people in the early 1800s, all dressed up, romantic stuff. I didn't care, but I know people love Bridgerton. But anyway, they just announced a collab with Bath and Body Works, okay, which is pretty wild to me. They're going to be selling soaps and body mist, whatever that is, lotions and hand sanitizers. So Bath and Body Works and Bridgerton. So on the collab front, I think it's great. I just think it's weird because didn't people smell bad back then? Wasn't that a thing? Like in the 1800s, didn't they like not shower or bathe a lot? So like of all the collaborations they could do, it's like smell like people from Bridgerton. I don't know. I think it's weird, but it'll probably do great. And everyone's going to buy like weird sanitizer with the Bridgerton logo from the 1800s. And meanwhile, Bridgerton's coming back out May 16th. Am I excited about it? Meh. I don't know. Collaborations though, I'm excited about. Other thing going on this week is, I know some of you say, who cares? But this actually impacts marketing for business and consumer, and that is March Madness. March Madness is the big basketball tournament, the college basketball tournament from the NCAA, where you have 68 teams, and you have the women's bracket and the men's bracket. Anyway, it's huge. But just like the Super Bowl, it does not matter if you're interested in March Madness. It is a cultural thing, and we see it in the data in terms of what is driving engagement in our marketing campaigns, business and consumer. So some data that came out from subjectline.com related to this is that using certain words in your subject line over the next 2 weeks, starting right now, will actually increase your email open rates by over 20%. So first off, let's focus on the word March Madness, that phrase specifically. This will lift your email open rates by over 20% used in the next 2 weeks. First, let's give some examples on the business-to-business side. So these would be email subject lines. It would say, March Madness strategies to outplay your competitors. March Madness, : new sales book, new playbook just released. And you could also insert your industry. So you could have retail industry, March Madness, insights and strategies. On the consumer side, you could say things like March Madness makeover. You could say March Madness, March fabulousness. It doesn't matter. And you're like, well, that sounds cheesy. That sounds not cool. You are jumping on board with what is going on culturally, and people don't realize it, but they get excited by seeing it, and they get excited by being of the moment. Other ways that you can leverage it, these words are actually lifting open rates in the next 2 weeks by about 15% when you include them. Things like Final Four or Champion or Tip Off or Slam Dunk. So yeah, jumping on board with whatever is going on culturally, the big thing that's in the news, which is going to be inundated everywhere over the next 2 weeks, March Madness is one of those things. So whether you care about college basketball or not, it actually does matter. So what else is going on this week? The big thing that I'm watching on TV that everybody's apparently watching, which if you're not watching, I don't know what's wrong with you, is One Day. One Day is this British romantic drama on Netflix. Okay, this is a great show. No, it's not reality TV, and yes, I am watching it. It is since February 8th, okay, on Netflix, there's been 101 million viewing hours of this show, and it's growing. It is awesome. It's One Day, and it's for 14 episodes, and each episode is a year of this like relationship between this guy and this girl. If you're not watching One Day, I cannot strongly recommend enough. There's very few non-reality shows that I would give a must watch because most of them are terrible, but One Day on Netflix is great. So that's what's going on with me this week. Okay, thanks for being here. Make sure to check out our Ask Us Anything a little later in the week. And then at the end of the week, we got our bigger episode. And appreciate you being here. Thanks.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.